You're listening to SBS News.
Australian grape and wine chief executive Tony Battaglin says he is shocked by China's latest trading strike on wine.
It's going to be very difficult to compete with those sort of tariffs. It's a very competitive market, China. There's exports from France and Italy and Spain, South America. We've managed to get market share due to the fact of great relationships with Chinese importers and consumers. But to try and maintain that at these price points is going to be very hard.
In the latest out with its number one trading partner, China has imposed levies of up to 212% on Australian wine exports. Wine exports to China hit a record $1.3 billion last year, according to Australian government data, making it the biggest market by value for the product. But with new tariffs, Mr. Battaglin says around 1,400 smaller wine producers who rely solely on China for their business are at risk of closing. China has already launched a series of trade strikes against Australia across barley, cotton, red meat, seafood, sugar, timber, and coal exports. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says China's trade conflicts are not just hurting Australian businesses, but undermining global confidence and the economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic.
We do see, though, the fact that China, with the welcome rise of its economy, has also become more assertive in other ways. And what we want to see is that assertiveness channeled into good, into engaging in ways with the rest of the world that helps to drive economic growth rather than dampens it. And these types of actions don't just hurt Australian businesses, they hurt their Chinese counterparts as well.
Australian officials say the matter could be taken to the World Trade Organization after Chinese authorities say they are basing their decisions on preliminary findings of an anti-dumping investigation. That investigation, launched in August this year, found so-called substantive evidence of Australian exporters dumping wine into China's market. Domestic producers accused Australian winemakers of cutting prices unfairly to increase their share of the largest consumer market in the world. The Australian government has denied the allegations. Mr. Battaglin says the investigation's interim report is problematic.
I'm currently reading through the 80-page interim decision. It's got holes all through it, in my view. I just don't think there's any technical reason or rationale that you could possibly accuse the Australian industry of dumping wine on China. If anything, we would be selling at a higher price than people could expect it. But consumers love to pay that higher price.
Canberra suspects other motives for China's trade strike, including Australia's banning of Huawei from the 5G network and the push for an inquiry into the origins of COVID-19. Federal Agricultural Minister David Littleproud told Sky News that political tensions are behind China's actions rather than any economic motive.
We are a rules-based trading nation and we expect those that we trade with do the same, not only through individual trade agreements, but also just through the WTO. So it's important that China is very clear on this. Australia has been open and transparent and we expect the Chinese to do exactly the same. But the evidence and the actions that are mounting tend to indicate it's more a grievance around our sovereign actions rather than trading actions.
Some Australian wine producers have already been diversifying their markets in anticipation of China's move. Hunter Valley wine producer Bruce Tyrrell branched out to other Asian markets when China launched its investigation earlier this year.
I've never been a great believer in having all my eggs in one basket. So we have a spread of markets across the world. When this started about 5 months ago, we very quickly started to put our effort into new markets or to building existing ones, particularly in Asia, markets like South Korea, Japan, particularly.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison told ABC Radio the agricultural sector has proven resilient to strikes such as these in the past.
We'll do everything we can to ensure that we can try and address these trade issues that have come up with China, the technicality issues that they've raised. What's quite amazing about Australians is and particularly those who work in our ag sector, is how resilient they are. They had to deal with these things in the past as well. I mean, you can't control everything in this world, but one thing you can control is who you are and your values and the things that you know are important, and it's important to remain steadfast with that.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.